brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们继续有些祷告。
Lord Jesus, we do bow before Thee.
主耶稣啊，我们在你面前敬拜。
And this is our song of praise this morning.
这是我们向你面前所献上的赞美。
That the Lamb who was slain, who is seated upon the throne, is worthy to be praised.
这位被杀的羔羊，这位坐在宝座上的羔羊，是配得敬拜。
Indeed.You occupy the highest place in the universe.
因为你在宇宙中坐在最高的位置上。
And your name is above every name.
你的名超乎万有之名。
Lord, to you shall every knee bow.
万膝都要跪拜。
Every tongue confess.
万口都要承认。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
To God the Father be all the glory.
愿一切的荣耀都归给父神。
Lord, in a small way, we recognize you have gathered us unto yourself.
主啊，我们知道，你今天召聚我们到你的面前。
And maybe the world is, passing by on this day.
虽然这个世界就在我们眼前正在过去
But Lord, we thank you that we may be found here in your presence.
但是我们感谢你在你的同在中我们能够在一起
Lord Jesus, it's your precious blood was shed for us that gives us confidence as we gather in your name.
感谢神，感谢主，因为你的宝血让我们能够有这样坦然无惧的心能够来到你面前。
And we thank you, the Holy Spirit sent from your throne makes your presence so real to us.
我们感谢你，因为你将圣灵差遣在我们的里面，使你的同在那样真实。
Lord, we confess that we're weak and needy people.
我们在你面前承认，我们是软弱的，是有需要的人。
But Lord, when you are here in the midst, all is well.
但是当你在我们中间的时候，一切都得满足。
Lord, we pray that our gathering here would be pleasing to you.
当愿我们的同在能够满足你的心意。
Lord, as we open your word, we confess, Lord, we don't understand.
当我们打开你话语的时候，我们必须承认我们并不了解。
And Lord, we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
我们为这世人智慧和启示的灵，能够使我们能来认识主耶稣。
We trust that deeper than the human speakers, Lord, we might hear your voice.
我们祷告求你真是超越人所能够了解的让我们能够真正来认识你。
And make this time of fellowship profitable for the building up of your church.
让你的儿女们你的教会能够借着这样的交通能够被建立。
And prepare our hearts for your soon coming.
预备我们的心让我们能够迎接你的再来。
We give you all the praise.
我们把一切的赞美都归给你。
We pray, Lord Jesus, in your precious name.
我们靠着你宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to read a few verses of Scripture.
让我们一起读几段圣经。
First from the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音第十六章。
From verse 20,
第二十节,
the words of the Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣自己的话,
truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy.
我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要痛苦哀号，世人倒要喜乐，你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
A woman when she is in labor has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world.
21节，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you.
现在你们也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
Verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
33节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And then in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 53.
旧约的以赛亚书第53章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned away, everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
第七节，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
第十节。耶和华却定义，将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。
Verse 11, he shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many.For he shall bear their iniquities.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得成为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
Verse 12. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death.And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分如物，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
And finally, in the book of Revelation, in chapter 5.
在启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
John the Apostle writes.
使徒约翰如此说。
And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
我又看见第六节，我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
And he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us a kingdom, priests unto our God. We shall reign upon the earth.
这羔羊前来从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这像就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说，你配那书卷，配揭开契印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels round the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配的权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
阿们。
Amen.
Now, dear brothers and sisters, recently had the privilege to attend a conference on the Jersey Shore.
最近我有机会到这个纽泽西海边的一个退休会。
And this was a time of fellowship for many brothers and sisters from different places.
这个是一个有机会使我能够和其他各地来的弟兄姊妹一同交通。
Now, the theme of this conference was spiritual travail.
这个退休会的主题是属灵的生产自苦。
And there was much ministry around this theme.
在这个主题底下呢，有许多的话语的服事。
And my responsibility in this time was to be serving with the 7th and 8th graders.
我在这个聚会里面的服事呢，就是和七年级跟八年级的初中生在一起。
And we were considering this matter before the conference.
我们在退休会以前呢，就在思想这个事情。
And this seems like a very difficult theme.
这个听起来是一个非常难的一个主题。
Travail is not an expression we use every day.
因为这个生产自苦呢，不是我们通常所用的一个词。
But I think that every one of us is acquainted with hard work.
因为我们通常呢，对于这个 劳苦的工作是很熟悉的。
Perhaps even working to exhaustion.
或者是你精疲力尽这件事呢，我们也认识。
And probably every one of us has experienced something of the distress or the anguish or the suffering that comes with responsibilities.
每个人也多少呢，对于这从责任感来的痛苦啊，或者那个挣扎呀。
There's work to be done.
因为我们需要把事情做好。
There are responsibilities that have to be carried out.
因为我们需要负我们的责任。
And the time is short. There are deadlines.
因为时间不够了，而且有这个需要这个交功课的时间也到了。
And sometimes the needs, the expectations of others are also pressing upon us.
有时候别人对我们的期待跟要求呢，也使我们感觉到这个重担。
And there may be deep within a sighing.As day turns to night.
当白天呢变成黑暗的时候呢，我们里面呢就有一个切中叹息。
Whether it's a homework assignment that's due tomorrow.
或许你的这个功课呢明天要交。
Or some chores in the house that are left unfulfilled.
或者是你家里的事呢你就没办法时间去做了。
Or even the responsibilities that press upon us in our place of employment, or even in the service of the Lord.
或者在我们工作上，或者是在我们服事主上，有些责任呢，托在我们的身上。
Travail, as a word, may be less used, but the experience is known by everyone.
生产之苦呢，这个词虽然我们不常用，但是那个经验呢，我们通常。
The Lord Jesus said, "In this world, you will have tribulation."
主耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难。
There will be difficulties and pressures and distress.
因为在我们地上的时候，我们会有困难，会有使我们紧张的时候。
And this is the common lot of all men.
因为所有在世上的人都要经历同样的事。
But spiritual travail is something different.
但是属灵的生产之苦呢是完全不同的。
Earthly travail can end in nothing but disappointment.
地上的痛苦呢有时候呢带给我们空虚。
We can work ourselves to death.
我们可以一直工作到我们死。
We can worry ourselves to death.
我们可以一直忧愁到死。
And I think all of us have known someone, maybe we've been in that situation ourselves.
或许我们认识一些人是这样子，我们自己可能也是如此。
Burdened with much work, anxious.
我们里面有许多的重担，因着许多的工作，我们里面有许多的忧愁。
But spiritual travail is not unto death.
但是属灵的生产之苦呢不是带我们去死。
Spiritual travail is always unto life.
属灵的生产之苦呢乃是带出生命来。
It's always unto increase.
是带给我们增加。
It's always unto great gain for God.
是让我们能够为着主得着。
That's why when our Lord Jesus spoke of travail, he used this picture of a woman with child.
所以当主耶稣用到生产之苦的时候呢，他就是用这个妇人要生产一样。
You'll remember in the Gospel of John, after our Lord had shared this Last Supper with his disciples.
你记得在约翰福音呢当主耶稣和他的门徒享用最后晚餐的时候。
He began to tell them that he was going to go away.
他告诉他们说他要离开他们。
And that he was going to leave them and go to the Father.
他要离开他们到父那里去。
And you remember their hearts were very heavy.
你知道这门徒的心就非常的沉重。
They knew that even when he was with them that sometimes things were very difficult.
因为这些门徒们知道主耶稣与他们同在的时候呢，他们也经历到许多的困难。
But when they thought about the possibility our Lord's going away, it was very much for them to bear.
那现在他们听到说主耶稣要离开他们而去，他们心中就非常沉重，没有办法承担。
And the Lord, He compared that situation to a woman with child.
主耶稣就把那个情形呢，比作是一个妇人在等待生产一样。
When the hour of delivery has come, there's sorrow.
当生产的时候到的时候呢，妇人就会忧愁。
There is suffering.
就会因为那里会有苦难。
But as soon as the child is born, this sorrow turns to joy.
当是孩子生下来的时候呢，这个苦难就变成喜乐。
Because you'll see in this new life given by God, there is hope.
因为这个神所赐的新生命呢，带来新的希望。
Now this is the illustration that our Lord Jesus used in speaking of His going to the cross.
那么主要是用这个来比喻他要上十字架的那个事情。
And their experience of, in a sense, losing Him.
因为他们就要经历到他们要失去我们的主。
He said,In a little while, you will see me no more.
主耶稣跟他们讲说，再多一会儿之后呢，你们就不再见我。
Again, in a little while, you will see me.
再过一会儿呢，你们又要见我。
Now, it seems very interesting in a way, he didn't speak of his own sufferings.
这非常奇妙，就是主耶稣没有讲到他自己的苦难。
He didn't speak of his own travail, as it were.
他没有谈到自己生产之苦。
He was concerned for them.
主耶稣呢是关心那些门徒们的情形。
And what all of this would mean to them in terms of their feeling, their experience.
对他们里面所感受的到底是怎样的经历呢？
And so he said, you will have sorrow.
所以他说是你们会忧愁。
The world will be happy.
但是这个世界呢会很欢喜。
You will grieve, but that grief will be turned to joy.
你们将要忧愁，但是那个忧愁要变成喜乐。
Because though I'm going away, I'm coming again.
因为虽然我离开，但是我要再来。
And I'll see you face to face.
那我们要面对面的见面。
Now we know our Lord never spoke of His death and not speak of His resurrection.
主耶稣提到他的死的时候，他永远一直。就提到他自己的复活。
The death of the Lord Jesus is not an end.
因为死亡不是结局。
It is the glorious means that God the Father has prepared for redemption.
因为那死亡是神啊所预备的这个荣耀的途径。
And through redemption, the recovery of all God's eternal will and purpose.
是借着这个荣耀的途径呢，达到救赎。那这就是要恢复神所有荣耀的旨意。
Through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, not only are sins put away.
借着耶稣的死和他的复活，不但我们的罪呢被摆到一边。
But all that the Heavenly Father has purposed to give to His Son and to those redeemed by His precious blood.
神所有在永远里面定义要赐给他儿子的和给那些他所救赎的
All of this is eternally secured.
所有这一切呢永远的成就了
Through the travail of the Lord Jesus.
这都是借着主耶稣基督生产之苦
The labor, the responsibility is very great.
这个责任和那个劳苦是非常重大的。
The suffering is beyond what any of us will ever know.
那个所要经历的苦难是超乎我们每一个人所能够了解的。
But the glorious issue of that suffering is our salvation.
但是那个经过苦难带来的荣耀的结果呢，是我们的救恩。
And it is the good pleasure of the Heavenly Father, all that He has desired for His Son will be brought to completion.
所以在他的旨意里面，所父所喜悦的旨意里面， 都要带到成功的地步。
Now that is a kind of travail that you and I have no part in.
那种生产之苦呢，是我们没有份的。
Our Lord Jesus alone is without sin.
因为只有主耶稣基督呢是没有罪的。
He alone is qualified to come as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
只有主耶稣呢，能够来到世上，成为神的羔羊，来把世人的罪除去。
Indeed, he who knew no sin was made sin for us.
因为他不知何为罪，成为为我们成了罪。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
我们在他里面成为神的义。
That work we receive by faith.
这个。成就呢，我们借着信心呢就得着了。
It is a gift of the grace of God.
这是神的礼物。
It cannot be worked for or earned.
这不是我们所能够劳苦得来的。
This is the love of our God expressed.
这是我们神对我们大爱的一个表现。
All that you and I could do is confess that yes, the testimony of Jesus.Is true.
我们所能做的就是承认主耶稣的见证是实在的。
What God has said about His Son is true.
神对他儿子所做的见证是真实的。
What God has said about my need for a Savior is true.
当神对我们自己的需要所做的见证也是真实的。
I come by faith to receive.
我来到他面前，靠着信心来领受他。
So what then is spiritual travail?
那么什么是属灵的生产之苦呢?
It is something that we're called to.
因为这是神要求我们来到他面前一同领受的。
One brother shared, that as he was thinking about this theme, he realized that it was because others had prayed for him that he came to the Lord.
当一个弟兄想到这个题目的时候，他想到说，这是他能够信主是因为一般弟兄姊妹为他祷告的缘故。
It was the quiet labor in prayer, in faith, that brought him to repentance.
那是借助那些安静的在背后的那个在祷告上的那个劳苦呢？使他能够终于信靠主耶稣。
And when I heard that, I had to say, you know, that's true in my life.
那我听到了以后，我说，哎呀，这也是发生在我身上的。
I had no interest in the things of God.
我当初是对神的事情一点兴趣都没有。
As a young person, I was acquainted with all of these things, but I took it all for granted.
我小的时候呢，把这些所有的事啊，都当作一个很自然的事。
I said, well, that's things for the older people.
我觉得这些事情呢，主因的事都是属于这个老年人的。
And when I'm old and weary, then maybe I'll think about these things.
当我老了，当我没有力气的时候呢，我再来想这些属灵的事。
But it was these older and wearier ones that had real understanding.
因为这些老年的人呢，才能够了解这些事。
And they saw my lost condition.
那么这些老年长的弟兄姊妹看到我这个世上的样子。
And somehow, even though they encouraged me to come to the Lord,
虽然他们鼓励我来信靠主耶稣,
there were few who realized that there was nothing that they could say that could change my mind.
他们也知道不管他们讲什么呢，他没办法改变我的心。
It was not that they were going to come up with some wonderful convincing argument that was going to change me.
他们知道说，不是借着他们非常好的口才呢，能够说服我。
Somehow they saw it wasn't anything that they could do that was going to bring me to Christ.
他们知道他们没办法做任何事情使我能够相信主耶稣。
They could command me to go to church.
他们可以吩咐我到教会来。
They could forbid me to go anywhere else.
他们可以拦住我到别的地方去。
But they could not do that work deep in the heart.
但是他们没办法在我心里面来工作。
This work only God can do. But somehow, they didn't just say, well, only God can do it, so therefore I'll just forget about it. They sensed that God was calling them to pray. To agree with God. To pray according to God's will. Who desires that all should be saved. That all should come to repentance, a genuine change of heart. And so they would pray. Even they saw very little change. And I remember when my grandmother went to the Lord. I was 17 years old. I was a very rebellious young man. But there was something about my grandmother. Anytime I visit her, my conscience would be touched.
我的祖母呢有个很特殊的情形。 每次我来看她的时候呢，我的良心都会被苏醒过来。
And she never preached to me.
她从来没有向我传道。
She just loved me.
她就是爱我。
And she was so happy when I would come to visit.
我每次去看她的时候，她是非常高兴的。
Yet when I was with her, all that I could think about was that I'm not right with God.
但是每次我去看他的时候，我心里面所充满的思想就是，哎呀，我在神面前是不对的。
And the Lord used that simple relationship of a grandmother and her grandson.
神就借着这个祖母和孙子之间的那个关系，
to make a deep impression on me.
让我心里面产生很大的一个印象。
And I'll remember at her funeral. I was approached by two older ladies.
两位年长的姊妹就走近我。
And they said to me, "You must be Charlie."
他们对我说，你一定是Charlie。
Now I said yes, though I'd never met these ladies before.
虽然我从来没有见过这两位年长的妇女，但是我说是啊。
I wonder how they can know me.
我心里想他们怎么知道我呢?
And they said, "Juliet was always praying for you."
他们就对我说，我的祖母啊， Juliet 一直为我祷告。
Now, this really touched my heart.
这个呢，对我里面呢，产生很大的感动。
Because she never told me that she was praying for me.
因为我祖母从来没有告诉我，她为我祷告。
Sometimes we can say, "I'll pray for you."
有时候我们常常说，哎呀，我会为你祷告。
And we don't pray.
但是我们从来不祷告。
But there was something of spiritual travail, as this is an example to my heart.
我们想到这个生产之苦的时候呢，这个我祖母的祷告就是像一个例子。
Not just something to say to someone.
这不是一个可以
But to really take up their life and condition before God. And pray the prayer of faith that God Himself will do a work in this person's life. And I agree with my brother who mentioned this at the conference.
所以当我们的弟兄啊，在这个退休会提到这件事情的时候，我非常同意。
That I know that I would not be here had it not been for the prayers of my grandmother.
我知道说我不会在今天在这里，如果不是为着我祖母的祷告的缘故。
But now spiritual travail, it's more than prayer.
我们知道生产之苦呢，是超过祷告的。
We can see really the heart of it in our Lord Jesus' life on the earth. Of course His life was a life of prayer. But Behind the prayer was a deep love for the Father.
但在这个祷告的背后呢，乃是对父神的那个深切的爱。
And a deep desire and commitment to the will of the Father.
并且里面有很深的愿望来实行父的旨意。
And the prayer is not just a religious kind of thing.
因为祷告不是一个宗教的仪式。
You know, religious prayers are prayers that are prayed largely for human consumption.
因为这个宗教的祷告呢，其实是为着观众听的。
A very nice prayer can communicate to someone that we are pious people.
因为我们如果祷告得很好的话，那么观众呢就会觉得说我们是一个很敬虔的人。
But the prayer of the Lord Jesus was never like that.
但是主耶稣祷告却不是这样。
In fact, he told his disciples, don't pray like that.
他反而呢，他告诉他的门徒说不要这样子祷告。
It's always our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
他乃是说我们在天上的父，愿人人尊你的名为圣。
This deep heart concern that the Father should be honored in all things, this is behind every prayer.
在所有的主的祷告背后呢，乃是一个深切的盼望，他主父的名能够得到荣耀。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
你的愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意在地上成就。
On the earth,
在地上。
As it is in heaven.
如同在天上。
In the life of this 17-year-old who doesn't know where he's going.
在这个17岁的年轻人身上，当他不晓得人生要往哪里去的时候。
As it is in heaven.
如同在天上一样。
In the life of this hurting one who's weighed down by sin.
在一个被罪恶所捆绑的这个人的身上。
As it is in heaven.
就如同在天上一样，愿神的旨意成就在他身上。
That what would please the Father most should be done in this one's life.
在这个人的身上呢，孩子身上呢，愿神旨意他所喜悦的成就在这个孩子身上。
This was behind every prayer.
这个是每个祷告背后的最重要的意义。
Of our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣基督祷告背后的最重要的意义。
And prayer was from necessity.
祷告是出于那个出于里面的需要。
Because as he followed the Father's will, there were obstacles.
当他遵循天父的旨意的时候，在他面前有许多的阻拦。
There were choices that could be made.
有许多你必须要做选择。
There were temptations to take an easier way.
试炼总是要我们能够选择容易走的路。
In fact, a shortcut may eliminate a lot of grief.
因为你走容易的路呢，就不会遇到许多的困难。
But in eliminating the grief, you also set aside the Father's will, the Father's way.
当你一直想要逃避困难的时候呢，你有时候呢就避开了神的父神的旨意。
You remember when our Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane?
你记得主耶稣在哥西马利园祷告吗？
It's really one of the few times that we could see into his travail.
只有这是一些我们可以看到主耶稣基督生产之苦的几个例子。
He took Peter and James and John with him to that secluded place, you remember.
主耶稣带着雅各、约翰、彼得来到一个非常偏僻的地方。
And we're told that he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed.
我们圣经告诉我们说主耶稣心里面非常沉重，非常忧愁。
And he told them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“我的心呐，忧愁以至于死。”
Stay here and watch with me.
他说：“你们留在这里，和我一同警醒。”
And you'll remember that he separated himself from them a little ways, and he poured out his heart before God.
你知道他就离开他的门徒一时之远，然后把他的心向父神来倾倒。
and you remember the great struggle in his heart.
你知道他在心中的那个挣扎。
When he began to realize that the Father was calling him to go to the cross and to be made sin.
当他里面体会到父神让他上十字架要为我们成为罪。
And that this would mean that he would become an unclean thing.
因为这表示说主耶稣自己要变成一个不洁净的物。
And that fellowship with his Father would be lost.
并且呢他与父的交通就被断绝了。
And that the righteous anger of God upon the sin of mankind would fall upon him.
因为神对不义的那个怒气啊主完全都倾倒在他的身上。
Now this was a great struggle.
主耶稣心里面有非常大的挣扎。
The cost was very great.
因为那个代价太重大。
But you know his prayer.
你知道主耶稣的祷告。
My Father, if it's possible that this cup should pass away.
父啊若是可能愿这个杯从我身上撤去。
And all things are possible for thee.
因为在你所有事情都是可能的。
Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will.
但是不是照我的旨意，乃是照你的意思。
You see, that is really the heart of spiritual travail.
这个就是那个生产之苦的那个中心的意义。
Behind the prayers,
在祷告的背后
is that willingness to accept the Father's will.
有一个乐意接受神旨意的心
regardless of the cost.
不论代价有多重大
For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
为着摆在他面前的喜乐他忍受十字架
thinking nothing of the shame.
他轻看羞辱
And now he is set down at the right hand of God the Father.
如今他坐在父神的右边。
The joy set before him.
为着摆在他面前的喜乐。
That he could stand before his Father.
他可以站在他父神的面前。
Having completed everything that his Father had asked of him.
完成了一切父神所要求他所成就的。
Having accomplished all the work that his Father had given him to do.
完成了一切父神所交托他的
having done everything to the satisfaction of the Father
做一切来满足了父神
that he could stand before the Father and see his Father's joy
他可以站在他父神面前看到他父神的喜乐
that's the joy of the Lord Jesus
那就是是我们的神是我们主耶稣喜乐的原因
So when it says he endures the cross despising the shame that means in view of this great joy
当圣经说他忍受了十字架的苦难轻看羞辱乃是为着这个 喜乐
All of the suffering is as nothing
所有的苦难在他面前也不 也就消失了
Now this is our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主耶稣。
There is something about His life that is a pattern for us.
主耶稣的生命、生活就是我们的榜样。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, he was heard because of his godly fear.
希伯来书第五章第七节，基督在肉身的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主。就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
You see that the learning of obedience involves the travail.
你看到吗？学习顺从呢，是必须要经过苦难的。
That even the sinless Lord Jesus,
既然就主耶稣自己没有罪的主耶稣
，had to learn obedience.
也必须要学习顺从。
He took the place of man.
他取了人的样式
，and his heavenly Father is his God.
他的天父是他的神。
So though as son he is equal with the Father,
虽然他是为儿子与神与父是同等的。
As a man he humbles himself before his God.
但是为了做人呢，他在神面前谦卑自己。
And as a man for man he works out obedience.
所以为了做人，并且为了人呢，他学了顺从。
And he is perfected in obedience.
因着顺从呢，他得以完全。
Through the sufferings.
因着所受的苦难。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, he did that as a man because no man can do that for himself or herself.
他这样做是因着没有一个人呢可以达成这个。
And in himself, he worked out a perfect salvation.
在他的里面呢才为着我们呢，把完全的救恩成就了。
And here the salvation is not just an atoning sacrifice.
这边的讲到，得救不是光是指的那赎罪的得救。
It's not just that he died in our place and shed his precious blood so that our sins may be removed.
并不是说他在我们的地位上流了血，所以我们的罪得赦。
But it's so that this devoted Holy, travailing, obedient life may be our portion.
乃是这个神圣的那个经过生产之苦而有的这个生命呢，成为我们的份。
That we too may learn obedience.
所以我们也能够像他一样学习顺从。
And be among the many sons that are brought to glory.
所以我们能够在那些被神带到荣耀里去的众子里面呢，我们也有份。
Hebrews chapter 2,
在希伯来书第二章
，verse 9,
第九节
，We see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that he by the grace of God might taste death for everyone.
因为唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀的伟冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
Now verse 10, listen carefully. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合宜的。
God has appointed his beloved son to become man for this purpose.
神让他的儿子呢成为人的样式就是为了这个目的
to bring all things back to the Father
乃是把所有的事都带到父的里面
to abolish death
把死亡废去
to make death to die as we sang in the hymn
就像那个诗歌我们唱的一样让死亡死去
and to bring many sons to glory
要领许多儿子进荣耀里去。
Many sons conformed to the character, the nature of that one only begotten, beloved.
这些众子呢，乃是被磨成他儿子的样子。
And so here, he is presented to us not just as the Lamb of God, but as the captain of salvation.
他这里告诉我们，主耶稣不仅是神的羔羊，乃是救他们的元帅。
The captain is the leader.
因为元帅是乃是走在前面的。
That takes the way.
他乃是在前面领路的。
And the others follow behind.
其他的人在后面跟着。
The captain is an example of the way that a soldier is to proceed.
元帅乃是做这个士兵的一个榜样。
And by his example, he will lead his troops in the same way that he takes.
借着他的榜样呢，他的兵丁呢，乃是跟着他一起来走。
And our Lord Jesus learned obedience through suffering.
我们的主耶稣呢，因着所受的苦难呢，学了顺从。
And because he was obedient even unto the death of the cross,
他顺从以至于死，且死在十字架上。
God has exalted him to the throne of the universe.
因此，神使他高举。
The name above every name.
给他赐他一个名，是超乎万名之上的名。
And the government of the universe is his inheritance.
政权呢，就落在他的肩膀上。
So the many sons are called to learn obedience.
所以，许多的儿子呢，也被。神的呼召来学习这个顺服的功课。
And the destination is with him in glory.
那我那个目的乃是和主一同在神的荣耀里。
Now this obedience we learn, you know, it's not like when he was on the earth himself.
这个顺从呢，不是我们主耶稣在地上的那个顺从。
He worked this out alone.
因为主耶稣的顺从乃是他自己在那里面做成的。
In fellowship, in dependence upon his heavenly Father.
是靠着对在父的那个交通里面来完成的。
But our Lord described obedience to us in this way, you know.
但神说我们的顺从呢，是主是这样子讲。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的。可以到我面前来，我必使他得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
负我的轭，学我的样式。
For I am meek and gentle of heart.
因为我是柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest for your souls.
你必为自己找到安息。
For my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
因为我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
Now our learning of obedience is learning Christ.
我们学习顺从，今天乃是来学习基督。
He's the obedient one.
因为主耶稣是那位顺从的人。
And we are yoked to him.
我们与他同负一轭。
To learn of him.
来学他。
To learn his meekness.
学他的温柔。
You know, meekness, I used to think that was like weakness.
我常常觉得这个温柔啊，像那个软弱一样。
But actually, meekness is the opposite of headstrong.
其实呢，这温柔乃是这个悖逆的相反词。
So for the one who's used to directing his or her own life,
所以有一个人，如果有人呢，靠着自己生活。
We all like sheep, we go astray, each to our own way.
像羊，如羊走迷，各偏行己路。
And we're very stubborn, we believe that our way is the right way.
我们非常的顽固，我们觉得我们的道路是对的道路。
Even everyone else knows that we're going the wrong way.
虽然别的人都看到我们是走的错路上。
Now how can such a one ever learn meekness?
这样的人怎么能够学习温柔呢
？By being yoked to Christ，
乃是和基督一同同负一轭
，and sharing His life，
并且那个分享他的生命
，and learning when He is saying， slow down，
学呀，当主耶稣说你要慢一点
，when He would say that's your idea， that's not my thought。
告诉我们说那是你的意思不是我的意思
or on the other hand we might be very timid very slow
有时候我们非常缓慢。
We'll let the others go ahead and serve.
我们让别的人在前面服侍。
And we disqualify ourselves.
我们自己呢弃绝自己。
I'm too weak. I'm not very gifted. I don't know the Bible very well.
我很软弱，我没有恩赐，我不认识圣经，神的话。
Besides, I'm so busy with many other things. I'm sure the Lord will find someone more suited.
并且呢，我太忙了，我相信神一定会找别的人比我更适合的来服侍他。
Now, how can such a one serve the Lord?
这样的人怎么来服侍主呢？
Well, it's the yoke.
但是借着这个轭
you feel that pulling of the yoke.
因为你会感受到这个轭呢带着你往前走。
That urging of the yoke.
是那个借着轭呢来鼓励你。
Maybe, a young brother is invited to stand up and, share a word from the scripture before the prayer time.
有时候可能是一个年轻人呢被请年轻人呢在祷告以前呢来分享一些主的话。
And this one has never spoken before a group of brothers and sisters ever before.
或许这个年轻人从来没有在弟兄姊妹面前说过话。
Well, you know there would be much travail the night before.
那我们知道这个年轻人那当天晚上呢一定有许多的痛苦。
But then this urging within that this is from the Lord.
但是他里面知道这是从主来的一个吩咐。
I can't just walk away.
我不能这样子就拒绝。
Or maybe the sister working in the Sunday school.
或者是一个姊妹在这个主日学。
Some night I, is very late and I see the light is on downstairs.
有时候看到虽然是晚上很晚了但是那个楼下的灯还是亮的。
And my wife would be down there, cutting out these little, cutouts, for, the children.
我看到我太太呢把那个很多那个他们手工的孩子要做的手工呢把它准备好。
And I say, well, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, why don't you go to bed?
我就对他说你现在两点钟了你怎么还在这里呢你赶快去睡觉去啊。
And it's like, no, this is an urging from within.
因为这是他心中里面对他的一个要求。
It's the yoke.
这是主的轭。
But there's grace.
但是这其中有神的恩典。
And sometimes I look at these little cutouts, and you know, I can see the love of Christ in there.
我就看到那个姊妹们准备的这个手工啊，孩子要做的手工，看到这个神的爱在其中。
And maybe it's just something that provides something in the class, and then it's forgotten.
有时候你准备一些事情，然后再为了主日学，但是马上就忘记了。
You know, we have a whole stack of papers and crafts from Sunday school that sits on the shelf.
我们知道我们常常有这个一叠的孩子做过的手工。
And it's just construction paper.
很多这个做手工的这些纸。
And popsicle sticks.
很多这个这些工具。
And different things that in time are forgotten.
过了一段时间以后呢就被人忘记了。
But the point of it all was the love of Christ that went into it.
但是最重要的事情是神的爱呢在这些小事情上。
And how the Lord Jesus was able to express his love to a young child through it.
但是借着这些小事情呢把主的爱呢带给这些小孩子们。
And once that purpose is fulfilled, well then that's all that's left really is a piece of construction paper.
当那个目的达到的时候呢，但这些手工呢，只不过是一些纸而已。
But there's something of value that is recognized by the Lord.
但是这其中呢，有些价值是主耶稣基督所宝贵的。
Although so easily taken for granted.
虽然我们通常不会在意它。
This, dear brothers and sisters, is the way of our calling.
这就是神呼召我们要走的道路。
Still in Hebrews 2, I'd like for you to see this connection.
在希伯来书第二章里面呢，我让弟兄姊妹能够看到这一点。
Verse 11,
第一节。
He who makes holy and those who are being made holy are all of one. They are all one.
那因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都出于一。
That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers.
所以那称他们为弟兄的 也不以为耻。
Our Lord Jesus is not ashamed to call you his brother, his sister.
我们主耶稣呢，叫我们成为他的弟兄姊妹呢，他不以为耻。
How can that be?
这怎么回事呢？
There's no worthiness in ourselves.
在我们里面没有什么值得配得的。
And we know on a daily basis how much we need the blood of Jesus to wash us.
因为每一天呢，我们都知道我们实在需要主的宝血来洗净我们。
But this is so precious in that we really catch a glimpse of where his heart is.
我们在这段圣经里面看到主耶稣的心到底在哪里。
When he deals with you and me, he's not looking at the sinner that we once were.
当他来和我们在一起来应付我们的时候，对付我们的时候，他不是光是看我们一些罪人而已。
All of that was removed by the shedding of his blood at Calvary.
因为他的宝血已经洗净我们一切的罪。
He's not looking at this wretched, broken creature that can do nothing right.
他不是看我们是一些软弱肮脏的永远没办法做对事情的批人。
That whole humanity belongs to the former things.
那些事情呢是属于这个旧过去的事。
And the former things have passed away.
说旧事已过。
Behold, all things have become new.
看哪、啊、一切都是新的了。
If any man is in Christ,
凡在基督里的人
there is a new creation.
他就是一个新造的人。
Old things are passed away.
旧事已过。
He deals with you and with me as that son being prepared for glory.
他看我们的时候呢，他把我们看作是那位儿子啊，是为着荣耀而造成的。
He knows the end from the beginning.
因为从开始的时候，他就知道结局如何。
I look at myself, I say, no way.
我看自己的时候我觉得、啊、这个不太可能。
You look at yourself, you say no way.
你看你自己的时候你不觉得这是可能的。
I say, you know, it was 37 years ago when I was born again.
因为37年以前呢我重生了。
And I could honestly say, I seem to be more unlike Christ now than I was then.
我现在很实在告诉你，我现在呢，比我当初呢更不像基督。
But we walk by faith, not by the appearance of things.
但是我们是凭信行事，不是凭眼见。
God, the Holy Spirit is doing that deep work.
神的圣灵呢，在我们里面做很深的工作。
And you and I are here today with.A love in our hearts for the Lord.
我们在这里呢是为着主，因着主的爱。
Because God has done something.
因为神呢已经完成了一件事。
There is something in your life and my life that's precious to God.
在你在我里面呢，有一件事情在神眼中看为非常宝贵的。
And it's all His doing.
这都是出于神。
And we have His assurance.
我们有从神来的把握。
That at his coming, we shall stand before him.
当主耶稣来的时候，我们要站在他面前。
Without blame.
没有一些瑕疵。
Rejoicing.
乃是欢呼。
Now do we have that kind of confidence in him?
我们在他里面有这样的把握。
That is the life of spiritual travail.
这乃是要经过这个属灵的生产之苦。
He's not ashamed to call you his brother, his sister.
他称你们为弟兄姊妹也不以为耻。
Because you are a gift given him by the Father.
因为你和我呢乃是父给主耶稣的礼物。
And he has kept each one, he's lost not one.
他为了这个缘故保守每一位，没有失去任何一位。
And in due time,We heard his voice.
在适当的时候呢，我们会听到他的声音。
By the mercy of God, we responded.
就是靠着神的怜悯呢，我们回答了这个声音。
And Jesus said of such a one, I will raise him up on the last day.
主耶稣说，对这样的人呢，在末日的时候，我要叫他复活。
The finishing touches will be placed upon this great masterpiece.
主耶稣呢，要最后来完成他的自己的杰作。
And many, many saints and many generations who sleep in the dust of the earth.
许多的圣徒在尘土里睡觉。
Will be raised from the dead, and in a twinkling of an eye.
在一眨眼的时候呢，要从死里复活。
Corruption will put on incorruption.
那个朽坏的要穿上不朽坏的。
And we shall see him face to face.
我们要面对面的见他。
Christ the first fruit.
主耶稣是初熟的果子。
And all who come after, those who belong to Christ.
接着呢，就是那些属于他的人。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
I close with this.
我要以此为结束。
I will declare your name to my brethren.In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you.
说我要将你的名传与我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。
Now this is a quote from the Old Testament.
这是从旧约的引用的一个话。
And who is the speaker?
谁是说这话的人呢？
Well, verse 11 says that he, the Christ, is not ashamed to call them brethren. And here in verse 12, I will declare your name to my brethren.
十一节讲到说他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。第十二节说他说我要将你的名传与我的弟兄。
In the midst of the assembly, in the midst of the church, I will sing praise.
在会中就是在教会中呢要颂扬你。
Who will sing praise?
谁要颂扬主呢？
Well, the Christ will sing praise.
这是主耶稣要颂扬。
The believers will sing praise, yes.
所有信靠他的人要颂扬他吗？是的。
The believers will declare the name of the living God, yes.
所有的信徒呢要颂扬这位永活的神。
But how is that possible?
那怎么可能呢？
It's only because their elder brother himself is taking the lead.
因为我们的长子呢要带领我们来颂扬神。
If there is a song of praise that is really given by the Spirit,
因为这个赞美的诗歌呢是圣灵赐给我们的。
It's the Lord Jesus Himself who is conducting it.
主耶稣自己呢要来带领我们来唱这首诗歌。
I was so weary last night, you know, my thoughts were not very clear.
昨天晚上呢。我就非常的担心，因为我的思想还不那么清楚。
And the words of this hymn kept coming back to me.
但是一首诗歌的那个歌词呢，就一直在我的脑海里。
Crown him the Lord of love.
以爱来观他。
Behold his hands, his side.
看他的手，看他的肋旁。
Rich wounds yet visible above.
这样丰富的苦难
，in glory beautified，
在荣耀里面成为美丽。
Now my heart rejoiced when our brother opened this morning with that hymn。
非常感谢主啊，领会的弟兄呢，今天领我们唱的就是这首诗歌。
Is it because I called him at 2 o'clock in the morning and said, "Brother, I think this might be a good one for tomorrow"?
这是因为我早上两点钟打电话给我弟兄说，这个诗歌呢，明天唱是很好的。
I was too tired to do that.
是因为这样子吗？不是的，因为我太累了。
And my brother was long asleep by then.
我的弟兄一定是在睡得很好。
But you see, the conductor did the work.
你知道吗？就是这个指挥啊。来做点件事情。
I will sing praise to you. Who is that?
因为他讲说是在会中我要颂扬你，到底这个人是谁啊？
That's the elder brother singing praise to the Father.
就是神的长子啊，来唱这个赞美。
And leading the chorus of his younger brothers.
他这个率领我们这些比他小的这些弟兄姊妹呢，一同来唱赞美诗歌。
Now how precious this is.
这个实在是非常的宝贵。
But do you know where this verse of scripture comes from?
你知道这个这段经文是从哪里来的吗？
It really surprised me when I realized that it's Psalm 22.
这是从诗篇22篇来的。
You know, Psalm 22 begins, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
因为诗篇22篇是以我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我开始的。
And we know that that Psalm is a prophecy which was given to King David.
我们知道这首诗篇呢，乃是一个预言的诗篇，乃是借着大卫告诉我们的。
And through him, the Spirit of Christ was testifying.
在大卫的里面呢，基督的灵呢，借着大卫呢来做见证。
As Peter said, all of the prophets testify.
像彼得讲的一样，所有的先知呢。都一起做见证。
They did so by the Spirit of Christ that was in them.
那借助基督的灵，在他们里面那个基督的灵。
And what was their great theme?
他们的那个主题是什么呢？
The sufferings of the Christ and the glory which would follow.
那是说到主的苦难，并且要来的荣耀。
And that's Psalm 22.
那是诗篇22篇。
You know, I was very familiar with the verses that referred to his suffering.
我对于主耶稣基督受苦的经文是非常熟悉的。
I was acquainted with the description of his travail.
我对于他对生产之苦所描述的非常熟悉的。
But somehow it never dawned upon me the glories to follow.
但是呢，我没有想到那个荣耀在背后的那个荣耀
right there in the same psalm
就在同一个诗篇里
verse 14 I am poured out like water all of my bones are out of joint my heart is like wax it is melted within me my strength is dried up like a potsherd my tongue clings to my jaws you've brought me to the dust of death
我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化，我的精力枯干，如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我的牙床上，你将我安置在死地的尘土中。
For dogs have surrounded me, the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me, they have pierced my hands and my feet.
犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
We know this is a prophetic utterance that speaks of the sufferings of Christ.
我们知道这些是预言，乃是说到主耶稣的苦难。
These descriptions could only be fulfilled by the Messiah nailed to the cross.
只有借着被钉死的弥赛亚这件经文才能够成全。
But what about the glories that follow?
但是以后要来的荣耀。
Verse 21, right at the end, you have answered me.
在最后的时候说，你已经应允了我。
That is, you have answered my prayer.
第二十一节乃是说到神答应了他的祷告。
The Son cried to the Father, loud cries and tears, supplications unto him who is able to save him from death. That's Hebrews 5.
因为希伯来书第五章告诉我们，主耶稣大声祷告，流泪祷告，他因着他的应许，虔诚的蒙了应许。
And we said he was heard by God because of his piety, because of his deep reverence and devotion.
因着他的虔诚呢，神呢答应了他的祷告。
And here is this, you have answered me.
这边告诉我们说。你已经应允我。
And what's the outcome? Verse 22.
第二十二节告诉我们那个结果是什么。
I will declare your name to my brethren.
我要将你的名传与我的弟兄。
In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you.
在会中我要赞美你。
You who fear the Lord, praise him.
你们敬畏耶和华的人要赞美他。
All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him.
雅各的后裔都要赞荣耀他。
And fear him, all you offspring of Israel.
以色列的后裔都要惧怕他。
Verse 25, my praise shall be of you in the great assembly.
第二十五节是我在大会中赞美你的话。
Verse 26, the poor shall eat and be satisfied.
26节上，谦卑的人必吃到饱足。
Those who seek after him will praise the Lord.
寻求耶和华的人必赞美他。
Let your heart live forever.
愿你们的心永远活着。
All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord.
地的四极都要想念耶和华，并要归顺他。
All the families of the nation shall worship before you.
列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜。
For the kingdom is the Lord's.
因为国权是耶和华的。
And he rules over all the nations.
他是管理万国的。
Verse 30, a posterity shall serve him.
三十节，他必有后裔侍奉他。
And it shall be recounted of the Lord to the next generation.
主所行的事必传与后代。
They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will yet be born.
他们必来把他的公义传给将要生的民。
That he has done this.
言明这事是他所行的。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I wonder how could I ever overlook that part of Psalm 22?
我在想说，我怎么会把这么重要的经文竟然漏掉了呢？
There is the labor.
我们看到有生产之苦。
There is the suffering.
我们看到那个苦难。
But there is the glorious issue of all of that.
但是这以后呢，有荣耀的结局。
The great joy.
那个极大的喜乐。
Out of his travail.
借着他所经过的苦难。
A people for his name.
为着他的名而有的百姓。
Who can sing that hymn.Crown him with many crowns.
我们一起可以唱说，来荣耀他，来冠他为王。
The Lamb upon the throne.
这位坐在宝座上的羔羊。
To thee be endless praise.
永远的赞美向着你。
It's the fruit of his travail.
这些都是主耶稣苦难的结果。
May he receive all the glory.
愿主领受所有的荣耀。
Pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主耶稣啊，为着你宝贵的话，我们感谢你。
We do pray that you would impress all of these things deeply upon our hearts.
在我们心里面，求你让我们能够清楚的明白。
And pray that in the days to come, your Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance all the things that you have spoken.
将来的日子，圣灵要把你所向我们说的话都要让我们记起来。
May your will be done in your people.
愿你的旨意在你的百姓中得到成全。
On the earth as it is in heaven.
在地上如同在天上一样。
Dear Father, we pray in Jesus' name.
亲爱的父啊，我们借着耶稣基督祷告。阿门。